We're back. I'm Ricky Grover.
And I'm Kev Alkin.
And together we are the Goosebumpers. And today we've got a guest, but not just bringing in a mate. Today we've got a proper guest.
Who knows? Oh, no, hold on a minute. How do you mean proper?
Well, I'm saying, when I say proper, I mean someone who knows all about what we've been talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I hope I've got this title right. Our guest is a psychic investigator. His name is Richard Case.
Oh.
And he's ready to talk to us. And he's ready to mark our card and put us right. Richard, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thanks, guys, and thanks for having me on. And, I guess you could say I'm a paranormal researcher. That would probably be better.
Okay.
I'm certainly not psychic. I might be psycho, but not psychic.
Okay, mate. Sorry about that. I always get everything wrong anyway. but it was worth a try, wasn't it? I mean, I put my best voice on and I went for it.
You did.
It sounds like you're from like Cornwall or somewhere. Where are you from?
Well, I come from Bristol, actually. So I try and disguise it. But, it's
soon as I heard your voice, Rich, your voice has got cream teas written all over it. Soon as I heard your voice, all the psychic thing went right out the window. I thought, oh, I fancy a cream tea.
Actually, you say that. I've looked him up already.
Go on the internet. You've done your own work.
Yeah, I've done my homework. And he's a ghost challenger.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you don't believe it, Rich? You don't believe in it? Or?
Yeah, I'm a skeptic. And what I do is people say to me, okay, we're going to leave you in a haunted building completely on your own.
Whoa.
And I say, go on then, I'll take the challenge and see what I find.
So you're basically mad, Rich, aren't you?
I am mad, yeah. When you said psychic, I think psycho was...
I was going to say, because you wouldn't do it, would you? You'd never stay.
Never in a million years.
Yeah, you're going to.
As soon as they start saying it's haunted and that, I'm on my toes,
mate. We're going to do it. I'm gone.
I'm down the road having a cream tea.
Listen, on that, give us a story where you've gone somewhere and you've experienced something.
It's a very funny story. I went with a group of people actually on this particular one. This was one where I wasn't on my own. And this woman, I mean, I as a skeptic, I sometimes follow these paranormal groups and see what they kind of do.
Yeah.
And this woman kept saying, I keep getting the name Mary. And I thought, okay, you know, it's a medium. She's picking up the name Mary. I'm not going to say anymore. And, you know, wonder why she's picking that up. And, suddenly, we heard this character. It was a church, and suddenly in the graveyard, we heard this gruff voice saying, I'm looking for my grave. And she turned around and said, what's that? I said, there's a guy out there apparently looking for his grave. She said, are you going to go out? I said, well, I might be a ghost challenger. I said, but this is real.
Yeah.
I'm not going out there with somebody looking for his grave. Now,
Good God, that is weird. And do you know what is even more weird, Richard? You were saying, every time you said grave, something was going weird with the sound. And I don't... Yeah. I'm gonna declare it.
No,
declare it. I don't know if it was just in my earphones, but my bottle's going. Go on, carry on, mate. Go on.
Crapping himself.
No, I don't like it. Go on.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, mate.
She had said she got the name Mary. So I said, okay, well, we'll see what this guy's doing out in the graveyard at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, which made it even worse. Now, there is a nursing home next door that they were allowed to use for the toilet breaks. And I got outside and there was this old guy and he was carrying, what was even worse, he was carrying this oil painting under his arm in a graveyard.
Oh, no.
Just mad.
Very, very bizarre.
Yeah.
And I said to him, you must be from the house next door. And he said, Yes, I've lived in there many years and I come out here and often bring my painting with me. And he said, it's the Virgin Mary. And of course, the woman had been getting the name Mary.
Ah.
So everyone kind of thought, wow, this is a bit weird. So I walked him back to the house and the lady that was allowing us to come in and use the toilets, a good Filipino lady there, she said, do you want to use the toilet? She didn't even acknowledge the guy. He went upstairs. Right. And I said afterwards, I said, you know, have we just seen a ghost? Is that, you know, somebody that actually lived in the house once, or was that a real personal resident of the home? And I said, and normally they're not out that time of morning. So that was bizarre. And I didn't manage to get the girl that I'd seen that night to find out a little bit more. I'm going to go back and try and find out a bit more on that story.
Oh, you're going back for more?
Oh, my God.
He goes back for more.
Firstly, Firstly, as a sketch, it's see if there's a guy there with a, in the nursing home with a oil painting with a Virgin Mary
on it.
So what got you into all this, Rich? What, how long you been doing it and what got you into it, mate?
I don't know. I've always been curious about why people believe in weird and strange and wonderful things. I mean, I was brought up in a very religious family and I kind of went completely against it myself.
Kev's nodding to everything.
I'm nodding
you said.
At everything you're saying, so yeah. I've been through the same thing.
Yeah, go on.
So I thought, you know, why do people believe in these things? So, but when I was a child, my granddad used to tell me, he used to tell me these wonderful stories. And when I was very young, he told me, they used to have a farm in Dorset and they had this spiral staircase that went all the way up to the bedroom. And he said to me, you know what, son, one day I was going up that spiral staircase and I saw your nan at the top of the stairs.
Whoa.
So when I went to stay as a child, you can imagine what I was like. I was going up that spiral staircase, hand on eyes, hoping I wasn't going to bump into my...
It's the old woman again,
deceased,
isn't it?
My deceased grandmother.
Where I'm from, the expression is your arsehole was in your mouth.
My arsehole was in my mouth, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that is terrifying. I mean, to say that, and how old was you when you was told that bit of information?
I was young. I think my granddad loved terrifying me. I think he was one of those, let's give the worst possible story to the youngsters. But funny enough, because of that, I kind of had that fear, but I thought, wow, this is great as well. So I kind of thought, you know, maybe I need to explore this a bit more. And when I got older, I used to read the books, The Unexplained, watch a few old Dracula films on Hammer House of Horror and all the other stuff that we watched, giving my age away, you know, and that was what kind of got me into it.
And you've been all over the shop and you're whereabouts, where weird and wonderful have you been?
I've been to Vietnam, I've been to China, I've been over in the States. I've been all over, yeah, and... The one place...
Alcatraz?
Alcatraz, yeah.
What, just following these ghost stories?
Yeah, just following ghost stories, getting fantastic people's takes. What's interesting to see what people believe in other parts of the world and what their beliefs are. And, you know, very similar to ours. I mean, in Hawaii, for instance, they're very keen on the Phantom Hitchhiker.
Phantom Hitchhiker. That's a belter.
Apparently they pick him up and they suddenly realise that they've dropped him off somewhere and it's that somebody once lived and it was a ghost they picked up.
No,
so that's
no.
What a Phantom Hitchhiker is.
No,
I don't know. I can say I look a little bit of wine. I don't know if you noticed. I've got a little bit of a wine about me.
You haven't.
No, I have. Come on.
No, you are definitely not.
Actually, one of my favourite singers was that massively fat Hawaiian. Did you see him? He had the massive gauge.
Yeah,
he was about,
yeah.
He used to sit.
That's
a good
name.
He, yeah. I can't
no,
think
man.
Of,
you're
Israeli.
One of those...
I think he's Israeli, his first name is. And he used to sing that, what was that? He played a little ukulele. See what I'm doing here, Richard. As soon as we start getting deep in ghosts, I try and change the subject.
No, and I'm not going to let you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you.
Just try and get away, yeah.
It was the most beautiful song. Now, I'm thinking, there's no way.
I got visions of you, Rick, in a Hawaiian dress now.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Rick.
Just try and see that.
I'll talk to you later when all this is over. But you know, that Israeli geezer, no way could have been him. He's no way he would have fitted in a motor.
No.
He was absolutely massive. So I'm just wondering, each place has got their own thing. But here's a question for you, Rich. So you've gone into this game as a pure skeptic, right? And I would imagine probably trying to prove to yourself from that little kid going back. I've gone into a therapy session.
Can I just say his eyes are moving really fast? What's going on?
And I'm just trying to I'm just trying to go quick so I don't absorb what I'm saying. it's such rubbish. I can't be bothered to listen to it myself. But what I'm saying
people
is
pay for this now,
that. Little kid who was frightened of going upstairs a spiral staircase in case he saw his nan. Have you sort of spent your life trying to prove to yourself that it doesn't exist?
I think I probably have. I think it's more kind of, I guess, the curiosity of why people believe in such things that drove me to it. And there is a bit of me trying to prove that it doesn't exist and that it's not real. And And the more I've done this, the more bizarre things have happened that have made me think, well, you know, if there's something going on, but I don't know what it is. And, you know, that's why they use the term paranormal. It can't be, there are things that cannot be explained by science and strange and weird.
Do you know what, though? I've got to ask you this, and you've been in the game a long time. Can you genuinely put your hand on your heart and say that there's not been one incident where you've gone and you genuinely have felt that there's a presence with you?
There has been times, yeah, where I've gone and I felt that kind of that almost, it's like a tingling. It's like, you know, when you have a balloon and you this is getting bizarre now. And you rub a balloon up and down your shirt and you've got the static. It's like a static feeling. I've had those kind of feelings. And I had one at a hotel, and it was where this nun apparently haunted the hotel.
A nun?
There's a hotel.
Whereabouts, Rich?
This was in Bristol, but apparently every hotel over in the country has got a nun buried in their walls.
So, oh, right.
I think the story goes. So there was a lot of nuns murdered all over England, I think, buried in walls. But yeah, I got that kind of static feeling there. And, you know, I said, okay, well, if they say, well, speak to them and talk. You feel a bit daft, actually, because you think you're talking to the wall. And I said, well, if there's anyone here, then do something. And suddenly the emergency lights in the hotel just flickered. The whole thing flickered. And then we had that static feeling.
Thank you. I believe in it. I totally believe in it. I think there is. And I've felt it and I've sensed it. And I genuinely, genuinely feel that there is something around. But you've got to be open to it.
Well, can you hear how passionate he is about it, Rich?
He's totally. Very passionate.
He's very, very passionate about this, right? So here's a question for you. Have your views changed from day dot when you first went out and thought, oh, it's all a complete load of nonsense, I'm going to prove it all wrong, you know, as your opinions changed?
I think I've got to the point where everything's bizarre, but I can still explain that it could be this, it could be that. Do you know what I mean?
I do, but I think that's difficult, though, because it's, like you say, a skeptic can turn around and go, oh, I've just heard some, you know, knocks in the wall, but that could be like water pipes or gas pipes or things like that. That's what you're saying. Yeah. But if you felt a presence, you know what I mean? That's a different experience, isn't it?
It is. I mean, sometimes you can feel, you know, it can be to do with the atmosphere or where you are. The coldness in the room, the temperature changing, all those things can make you get that creepy type of feeling, which may not be anything bizarre. So
tell me about Alcatraz. When you were in Alcatraz, how did that make you feel? Because you got prisoners galore who have been and gone. What was that like?
Well, the first time you go to Alcatraz, you cannot avoid the tourists. You know what I mean? So you've got all the tourists around you wearing the T-shirts. The place is haunted. You got the tourists with their cameras, the Chinese, the Japanese taking the pictures, and all the different tourists that they, you know, and that makes you feel a false sense of security until you're left on your own.
Sounds like an easy going prison, that, though, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
I've always heard it was hard graft in there, but it sounds like they've all got their feet up having their photos done.
I mean, Sean Connery escaped it all right, didn't he?
Clint Eastwood did all right as well, didn't he?
So just go. You know what I want to hear? What I want to hear, Rich, it's like Alcatraz.
I'll tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
That none of this is real and it's all crap and you just want to move on from it, don't you?
Do you know what? I'm frightened of it all, but there's part of it, I think I've got a little bit the same as Richard as I am. I'm terrified of it all, but there's a little part of me that's fascinated by it all. And so there's enough of it to make me want to sit here with Nutbar frightening the life out of me every week, right? Who absolutely, I think his whole week is geared towards just terrorising me every week so I can't sleep. So,
that's the one.
But, you know, there is, it does really intrigue me and it does really, and for you to go out there and do it, I mean.
It's amazing.
You know, we're going to. His plan is he wants us to go and do a little bit of that ourselves.
We've got to go into a few
frightening places and see. We might have to bring you along.
Yeah, we'll have to bring you along, Rich.
you'll have to join
so, you know, just to show us the ropes, mate. you know.
No. Every time there's like a sound, right? Rich, what was that? Oh, that's just the gas pipe. What's this? Oh, no, it's just someone parking.
Make sure you take some diapers or nothing.
Yeah,
or
don't worry about that, mate.
Male diapers.
No, don't. Goosebumps. Just tell us a couple of other places that you've been, maybe, you know, abroad or somewhere where you thought, oh, well, tight, this is a little bit near the mark.
The one that comes to mind is Kelvedon Hatch, which is up near London. That used to be, that was reserved as a nuclear bunker, that if the war had happened, which it didn't, thank God, then all the government officials, they would have been all okay, and we would have been left to our, you know, whatever. It's a nuclear bunker. And what was funny about it, it said Kelvedon Hatch secret nuclear bunker. The sign is in this big road where everyone could see it.
Yeah.
So it's got secret nuclear bunker this way. So that was quite funny. So you go there, and basically what they said to me is the haunting is more towards the bottom of the nuclear bunker, right down in the depths of the bunker. So what we want you to do is we want you to start from the top and go towards it. So rather than get away from it, I ended up having to go towards it. Now, what is eerie about that bunker is the mannequins. You can imagine, you know, you're going into a bunker and then suddenly you're popping around a corner and there's this mannequin of somebody.
Why? Why is there a mannequin?
I don't know. Why is the sound going weird?
It's not shop front, is it?
Is it because it's
a museum. It's a museum.
Every time you talk about something really weird, that all your sound's going really weird in my ears. Are you doing this on purpose, Nick, or is this really happening?
No, it's happening. It's actually happening.
it is happening. Yeah. Okay, all right. So even our listeners are going to get the weird stuff going on. And do you know what I love about this little story?
Ricky.
Yeah, don't do that. I tell you what I love about this little story, Rich. I said, tell us something about abroad, right? And you've gone to London. That's all right, because I know if you live in Bristol, London is abroad, right? I understand that.
It's because I knew it was near to you as well.
Yeah, no, you made me feel at home. But I've sort of lost the plot a bit once you started mentioning mannequins.
Mannequins, yeah.
They can be really
why
frightening.
Why would you put them in there?
Sorry, I've interrupted the story again.
Because it's a nuclear bunker museum, they got these mannequins and they're carrying stretchers. I think it's almost what you'd imagine happen if there was a nuclear war. So it's kind of bizarre, really. And they've got Churchill in there. They've got, you know, the prime ministers in there where they would have been in the bunker. And as I went towards the middle of the bunker, it's funny you had that little whisper then.
Yeah.
And you went like that. Because as I went towards
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
As I go towards the middle, suddenly you hear, Richard.
Come on.
See, he tuned into it. He's evil. This geezer's evil. And I don't know. Look, for him to do that, he's got to be a little bit psychic. I don't like it. I'm going to get one of them eyes. You know, the evil eye that keeps him more. To be honest with you, unless you've got the thing, I put an evil eye on my phone.
Oh, you have as well?
Just to stop him.
In Tippex?
Yeah, in Tippex. Well, how else are you going to get it on your phone? Yeah. I put a little eye to. It's that one.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah so there's a little eye on my phone just to keep him away because I think he's laughing.
So
you keep interrupting. Rich, can I just say, he keeps interrupting you because he's actually crapping himself. He is.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nothing to be laugh about.
It's very laughable, actually.
But when we take you to a haunted place, you can take the eye with you then, and hopefully that'll...
Won't work.
Take me eye.
Won't work.
I'll have the old kibosh. Don't worry about all that. I want to hear the end of Richard's bunker story. Go on, Rich.
So, yeah, I heard this this whisper, and it was like, Richard. And somebody I filmed it, and then somebody else... went in and edited it and looked at it in detail. And I said, well, it was weird because you hear me say, I thought my name was said, you know, my name was mentioned. And this guy that edited it, suddenly as clear as a bell, you could hear Richard and I could hear it, you know, what I'd actually heard in the place. But what was more eerie is as I get down in the tunnel, you can see me walking along, but suddenly this other shadow goes along as if it's following me.
I'm sorry. That's that. That's that. There you go. It's all true, Ricky. It's all true.
See when I see when you go to these places, be truthful. Be truthful, mate. Does your bottle fall out of bed when you're there?
It does.
It does. It does.
And I
good
I
man.
Could say no. a place.
Good. I love it. Go on.
I could say a place that happened. I mean, again, this is back in the UK because ironically, things did happen abroad.
Yeah.
But when I think of the most eerie thing that happened to me, or the time that I did lose my bottle, was actually at the Skirrid Inn, which is in Wales. And they've got a hangman's noose in this pub. Yeah. And it left me completely alone in the pub on my own.
Whoa.
And
oh, good God.
It was getting strange. And like you said, that feeling of unease and everything else. And suddenly towards the end of the evening, it was this something rushed up the stairs, boom, 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 towards the room. And I just shut the door and I said, right, camera's off. That's it for me.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Ah.
It's just, yeah.
Did the noose move? Did the actual noose move by any chance?
No.
So was you move, was you no. with a cameraman? Cameras off, or
no,
is that
just,
you?
Just myself.
That's
myself.
You?
Filming, yeah.
So
yeah.
You're actually talking to yourself here. Cameras off, but you've lost the plot. You've proper lost
I've
the
lost
plot.
The plot.
Just tell me the name of that boozer again, because I might have a little trip to Wales soon and I'm going to make sure I stay well
and
away.
I haven't been at the optics or anything, so it's amazing.
That's brilliant.
So it just shows you it can happen.
But I would stay.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't bottle it. I'd stay and I'd want to talk to that ghost. I'd want to have a chit-chat.
I know you would.
I do. Most of the time I do as well. You know, most of the time I went to another
Thank
place.
You.
It sounded like a swirling dress. And I ran up the stairs to try and see whatever it was. And whatever it was had disappeared. I couldn't see anything, but it did sound. They said, before I went in the place, the person said to me, I mean, again, had they put the idea in my head? Because they say to you, there's a woman in a long dress up in this room. You're downstairs. But I did hear what sounded like her singing and humming.
Oh, really?
So I rushed up. Yeah. And then I thought, well, is it me imagining it or is it?
If I heard a woman singing, mate.
No, go on.
Don't.
Especially if she was a Greek woman and quite an old lady.
I would be over that. I would be over that bridge, that Severn Bridge. I wouldn't pay a shilling. Don't worry about it. I've got no time to stop. I'm bang. Mind you, only paid to come on, didn't you?
No, you don't anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't even pay to go on?
No, you don't pay to go in.
Oh, do
no,
you?
It's, no, it's finished.
Oh, I'm definitely going to Wales.
It's free to lose your bottle, mate. You can just go over there, lose your bottle, come back and come and go.
I'm going to do this. Listen, mate, it's been absolutely fantastic having you on. What would be really good, just before we sort of wrap it up, where can people... Here, I know you do a bit of radio and stuff, and where can people tune into you?
I mean, I'm sometimes on radio. I don't know if I can name the radio show. Sometimes on Talk Radio and BBC Radio. But they can look me up on Facebook. I've got a Facebook page.
Which I've just started following.
I do some of my live stuff on there. And mainly my website, which is www.theghostchallenger.co.uk.
It's been fantastic, you see. And we're going to get you on further down the line.
Definitely.
And hopefully we'll get you to escort us to one of these weird and wonderful places.
Yeah.
Obviously, I won't be there, but
yeah,
love
you will
it.
Be. You will be.
Thanks very much, mate. It's
Cheers,
been fantastic.
Rich.
Thanks
Cheers,
a lot.
God bless
Cheers.
You, pal.
God bless, mate. We have got another caller trying to get through to us this time. Hello?
Hello? Ricky.
Oh yeah, is this Barry from Watford? Yeah, I've got my screen. Barry from Watford.
Yes, Chris. I'm phoning the Goosebumps.
Yeah,
that's him.
No,
that's
the Goosebumpers.
Got bumpers.
The Goosebumpers. We do. You like? You know? Have you got any? What's your ghost story then, Barry?
I've got some.
Pardon?
I got some bumps. I was phoning for some advice about them.
No, it's like sort of ghost stories and that, or if you've had anything unusual, weird happen.
On my bottom. They're on my bottom.
What are?
The bumps are on my bottom.
No, Barry, Goosebumpers is about stories
very
about
red.
Ghosts.
Very red they are, and one of them's come out all pussy, and that's disgusting.
Well,
so I've asked Margaret to have a look, might get someone in from the council to pop them.
Well, how about if I said, could I say, yeah, well, Kev could possibly go. Come
no, round. Why are you volunteering me to go around and pop his ass?
So Barry, I think we've got cross wires here, mate. What we
if I sit on the sofa, lift my legs right up. I mean, I can get them up here. I've had them up with loose women on, and Margaret comes down and gives them a squeak. I mean, it's disgusting. Don't get me wrong. I don't recommend. You know them face masks you can get, like the plastic visors? I'd have one of those for a kicker. Come round. If I leave my address with your switchboard person, could you come round? I've got some. We got them marigolds, Margaret. Give them a squeeze, and if you can suggest any sort of lotion for my bumps.
Okay, so Barry, look, we'll try and do what we can but the reason we are called the Goosebumpers is because what we do, we talk about anything weird and wonderful or ghost stories or anything like that that's happened to you. Have you had anything happen to you down in Watford then?
Well, no, so it's not a medical thing.
Well, like I said, I'm going to get Kev round and he'll pop a couple for you just
to be
sociable.
You keep volunteering me. Leave me alone.
My balls ache and all. Can you do anything about that? No.
I'm sure Kev a cup of beer.
Oh, you know, I'll give up.
Go. Oh, no, it's a very spooky area around here in Watford. I should say, bloody hell.
Funny you should say that. Have you got any urban myths for Watford?
Actually, yeah. We'll kick off an urban myth and maybe you'll remember a story there, Barry. But but it's now time for the urban myth.
No, that's a bit weird.
Is that weird?
Yeah, do it more sort of ghosty.
Ghosty? Okay. It's now time. No, don't look at me when I'm doing it. Don't look at me. It's now time.
It's now time.
Oh, so that's what we're looking for,
that's what
Barry.
We're looking for.
It's now time for the urban myth.
Yeah, that's good. I'm happy with that.
That'll do us. Right.
That's it.
Here we go. Now, Barry, turns out an urban myth in a place called Cassiobury Park.
I know very well, yeah.
Oh, good, okay. Well, apparently it was...
Come on,
it was in the centre of Watford and was home.
He knows where it is.
I know, yeah. The family seat of the Earls of Essex. Oh. Okay, yeah. Now, it is said, the remains of the estate are haunted by Watford's best-known ghost, a headless cavalier, Arthur Lord Capel. Did you know him?
Well, you say that. I've been in Cassiobury Park, and let me tell you, you don't want to worry about Arthur Lord Capel. What you want to worry about is bloody kids out there getting tipsy on drugs, eating silly biscuits, and you twat outside Summerfields. That's what you want to worry about. A headless bloody horseman, you won't be joking. It's the kids out there and their bloody chicken dinners, isn't it? That's what they're having.
Well, listen to this. Barry, it turns out, it says, if you should be passing through the park on a moonlit night in March.
All right.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for his headless ghost wandering the park on the anniversary of his death, which is the 9th of March.
Well, this is the thing. If it's the top end of Cassiobury Park, there's one of them. Oh, Christ. I mean, there's one of them, you know, Ponzi cafes. It's
really, oh, no.
No, I hate
vegetarian,
that.
Oh. You know, anything. They probably invented that just to give the place a little bit of history.
You know? A bit of spice.
Yeah, a bit of spice. Oh, come and enjoy our vegan carrot cake or something. You know, they get all the middle class kids in there doing their history lesson. And if you go out on the 9th of March, you'll see what's it, Alfred Lord Tennyson or whatever, without his head. You know, it's like round there, the middle classy types. In Casterbury, very middle class.
It's changed.
My grandson went to school round there. I'm not saying it's competitive, but at the school sports day, the mum's race, three of them failed a urine test last year. But you know, it's like, all that, you know, it's Hugo this, you know, yeah. Placenta that, all the posh names. Or you get the other thing round in Castlebury. You know, the kids have all got names. Ernie, Charlie, Harry, Freddie. It reads like the cast list of On the Buses. Do you know what I mean? Call them proper names. So, no, I've not really seen that ghost, but I wouldn't put it past Watford Council or the cafe to invent some crap like that.
Well, he's completely pissed on the urban myth. Thank you.
Well, it's exactly what it is. It's a myth, isn't it?
Yeah, actually,
well, it is, I suppose, yeah.
Actually, what Barry's saying is right. He's not, you know, this is not written in blood. It's only a myth. But all your time in Watford, because, you say, Watford's changing. It's becoming very upper class now, isn't it?
Bits of it are. Where I live, it is still what I call a shithole. it's sort of, you know, London expands, doesn't it? And they all come out here. You know, I used to love the market. Watford Market. Oh, blimey, not many.
Yeah.
Watford Market, lovely. Yeah. You're a market man, aren't you?
Yeah, I used to do a bit. Of course I did. I used to call up, here you go, red, blue, any colour you like. All that stuff.
Lovely. Lovely.
Now, Barry, I'd like to ask you a question.
Please do.
Can you choose a number between 1 and 50?
49.
Okay, love. Okay. 49. Do you look forward to Friday the 13th or do you dread it?
Very good question. Very good question.
I thought it was a pony question myself.
No, I like that because what happens is my Margaret, you know, she believes in all that stuff and she likes to shit me up a little bit. I've come in before, right, and she does a trick. She goes behind the curtain, like, with a cucumber and that, up and down the curtain. Oh, the bloody, you know, the aliens are coming, or they'll say, you silly cow, you know. She likes to frighten me, sort of thing. So, I mean, you know, I humour it. She stands at the front, you know, when I come up the path with a torch, under her chins. And the kids, you know, at Halloween and that, it's a boon for keeping the kids away. It's bringing down the house prices, having her. No, do I? I don't know. I mean, I suppose you don't want to be, there's always a chance you're going to be unlucky, isn't there?
On I suppose.
Thursday the 13th, you know. But in my humble opinion, I've lived a long, long time. I'm 85 years old, but I've got the body of an 8-year-old, though, to be fair.
You look well. You do look well, mate.
Thank you.
You got all your own teeth, I know, haven't you?
I've got a sweet tooth, just the one. But I tell you what, no, I'm in the rudest of good health, although I have got the squitter sank chronic.
Really?
I keep getting caught short. I said to Margaret, I'll give it 5 minutes before I go in there if I were you, which is fine, but I was coming out the living room at the time. You know, went to the doctor. He said to me, you know, don't eat anything fatty. I said, what do you mean, like burger and chips? He said, no, you misunderstood. Don't eat anything fatty. Yeah, so I'm in the rudest of good health, fellas. No, nothing wrong with me.
But, Barry, if you did die, say you died tomorrow.
Oh, why would you say that?
No.
Hold on, why would you say that?
No, I don't mean that in an horrible way.
Shit, COVID! COVID crisis. Don't tell me. If I died.
If he died.
If you died.
What, more than that last joke you made? Good.
If you died tomorrow,
yeah,
who would you haunt?
Oh.
Ah, what a lovely question. What a lovely question.
That's good, isn't it?
I would haunt the owners of Watford FC. Dragging that beautiful club through the mud and got relegated. I mean, you know, I've been going to Watford for many, many years. Oh, blimey. I mean, every year we get seasons. Every year, my Margaret insists on sitting right on the corner flag. It's a horrible habit. It doesn't work anymore. Disgusting. But she... I mean, I've been going there for years. I mean, Elton, I see Elton there.
Oh, you've seen him over there?
Oh, I see him over there. He's always got his, you know, if you sit behind him and he's got that Marie Antoinette wig on, you cannot see the man. You know, but he trod on my foot the other day. Cheeky. I mean, sorry was indeed the hardest word that day. No, he's great. I would probably haunt that fella who owns a club.
Bless
Barry,
you.
Thank you so much for coming on, mate. You have been a top guest. We might ask you one more quick question before you go, before we say goodbye, if that's all right.
Right, okay.
Go on, give us a number from 1 to 50 and not 49.
20, please.
20, love. All right, here we go. Question 20 is... would you buy a doll that you knew was haunted?
Oh, my giddy arm. What a lovely question. would I buy a doll that I knew that was haunted? If it had the open mouth and anus... Yes, it came with a pump.
That's a belter, mate. That's a belter.
That's brilliant.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to ask you one more question because
I don't
I'm
want
him
to go.
I'm enjoying your company, Barry. I don't want to let you go, mate.
We love you, mate.
I don't want to let you go.
What? Go on.
All right. What is the film that's shit you up the most?
What a lovely question. Lovely. I watched a video the other day. Oh, my giddy aunt, it was in a church. It had me, oh, Christ, and this creature come down, right down the middle, you know, with the pews on either side and lifted up its veil. I went, Jesus Christ, it was only then I realised it was my wedding video.
So your own wedding video is the most frightening thing you've ever seen.
That's brilliant.
Right. Yeah, this creature. But, you know, the thing, that, look, basically, it's those lovely little things you do share as a couple, you know. At our wedding, my missus, you know, she offered up her finger. I squeezed it, she farted. There was not a dry eye in that, you know. Lovely, but she's great, mate. I've been a bit nasty about her. She's very, very nice. And it's a very deep love we've got. It's that or Stockholm Syndrome, one of the two. She's a lovely, she's wonderful. And she's here now. And what are you going to do? I think my bum grapes need squeezing now. So if you haven't got any lotion for it, I'll just have to. If you're not coming, Kim, I'll have to get the wife to do it.
Please get her to do it. Please.
Okay. All right, love. Get the tongs out. All right, then.
Thanks very much, Barry.
Cheers, Barry.
Love you, mate. See you on that old Watford roundabout.
Yeah, ta-da, everyone.
Ta-da, Barry.
Love you,
come
mate.
Come on, then, Margaret. Let's be having you. Goosebumps. Anyone out there? Is anyone out there?